On 22nd of March 1927, Heisenberg posted his paper on the perceptual content of quantum theoretical kinematics and mechanics to the Zeitschrift für Physik, the quantum theorist's journal of choice. "I quarrel with Bohr," he wrote to Pauli 2 weeks later. "By exaggerating one side or the other," protested Heisenberg, "one can discuss a lot without saying anything new." Believing that he had dealt with Schrödinger and his wave mechanics once and for all, Heisenberg now faced a far more tenacious opponent. While Heisenberg was busy exploring the consequences of the uncertainty principle in Copenhagen, on the ski slopes in Norway, Bohr came up with complementarity. It was for him no mere theory or a principle, but the necessary conceptual framework hitherto missing for describing the strange nature of the quantum world. Complementarity, Bohr believed, could accommodate the paradoxical nature of wave-particle duality. The wave and particle properties of electrons and photons, matter and radiation, were mutually exclusive, yet complementary aspects of the same phenomenon. Waves and particles were two sides of the same coin. Complementarity neatly sidestepped the difficulties that arose from having to use two disparate classical descriptions, waves and particles, to describe a non-classical world. Both particles and waves were, according to Bohr, indispensable for a complete description of quantum reality. Either description, by itself, is only partially true. Photons paint one picture of light, waves another. Both hang side by side. But to avoid contradictions, there were limitations. The observer can look at only one of them at any given time. No experiment would ever reveal a particle and a wave at the same time. Bohr argued that evidence obtained under different conditions cannot be comprehended within a single picture, but must be regarded as complementary, in the sense that only the totality of the phenomena exhausts the possible information about the objects. Bohr found support for his emerging ideas when he saw something in the uncertainty relations. Delta P delta Q is greater than or equal to H over 2 pi, and delta E delta T is greater than or equal to H over 2 pi, that Heisenberg, blinded by his intense dislike of waves and continuity, did not. The Planck-Einstein equation E equals HV and de Broglie's formula P equals H over lambda embodied wave-particle duality. Energy and momentum are properties commonly associated with particles, whereas frequency and wavelength are both characteristics of waves. Each equation contained one particle-like and one wave-like variable. The meaning of this combination of particle and wave characteristics in the same equation was something that niggled Bohr. After all, a particle and a wave are two wholly distinct physical entities.